It seems the sound of e-bikes whizzing by is going to become increasingly familiar during commutes. Sandy Sirian, e-bike program manager at Community Cycles in Boulder, says federal data suggests e-bikes should become a more familiar means of transportation.
Over 60% of every car trip is within 6 miles of a home, and 75% of every car trip is within 10 miles of somebody's home.
And those short trips mean many of us are good candidates to replace fossil fuel vehicle trips with e-bike travel. A change a recent in-depth study found could cut urban residents' travel emissions by 67% if one car ride a day was replaced with an e-bike trip. The same study found if just 10% of the urban public would do the same, overall transportation emissions would fall by around 10%. Here enters the Can-Do Colorado e-bike program. After a successful mini pilot in the fall of 2020, in spring of 2021, the Colorado Energy Office awarded grant funding to 5 organizations, including Boulder's Community Cycles. Each organization was charged with outfitting a portion of the 156 low-income essential workers participating with new e-bikes and all the required accessories.
It's been an incredible blessing for me.
36-year-old Joshua Robinson applied for the program while experiencing homelessness. And after a few months with his e-bike, he's thrilled and has ruled out trying to buy a car altogether.
There's not a lot of situations I can think of where I would need a vehicle necessarily. Like even with snowboarding, there's a bus that goes up there. And sometimes if I want like a little bit of extra range, I can put my bike on the bus and then ride it from there. And especially with like rates the way they are right now with cars, I don't know if you've looked at that, but like rates are crazy. I don't really see myself in the foreseeable future getting a car or needing to get a car, really.
Fellow participant Howard Trapita agrees with Robinson that the program has had a life-altering positive effect. Even though the transition to the e-bike lifestyle can take some time and dedication.
The minute I get on my bike to leave work, I'm a little tired. And sometimes I think about taking that bus. But the minute I'm out there, I think if people just give it a shot, not 2 weeks, they give it 3 months, then they wouldn't want to do it any other way. You know, my gas money goes towards a nice bottle of wine for the weekend.
Can-Do Colorado program participants have been logging their travel info on an app developed by the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. Senior program manager at the Colorado Energy Office, Sarah Thorne, has been reviewing that data. And her opinion is?
I would say overall, like, very successful.
Thorne says the positive results of this pilot program fit well with federal and state plans to encourage the use of e-bikes as a means of travel in the future.
So I think moving forward, you know, there are going to be a lot more programs available, and it's not just going to be us. It's going to be our neighboring states. It's going to be smaller communities, whether that's through their utility or through their local government. And that also includes, you know, infrastructure, federal dollars. All of that stuff is going to be available in the next, you know, 6 to 9 months. And I think that's really going to change what's available to people and their ability to participate in any sort of e-bike action.
President Biden's Build Back Better Act currently includes a $900 tax credit for e-bike purchases. From the state to the bike shop to the participants, there was agreement on another necessary factor to make e-bikes a successful part of the transition away from fossil fuels.
Bicycle infrastructure.
Biking infrastructure.
Like protected bike lanes, safe bike storage, robust trail systems, and e-bike compatible mounts on buses. All infrastructure that keeps bike users safe and comfortable on roads, trails, and when traveling in conjunction with public transit. Which is a must if e-bikes are going to win over commuters and coax them out of their cars. This story is part of a Rocky Mountain Community Radio reporting collaboration on fossil fuels. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Hanley Myers.